Price is the Case Cares, is with the Case Cares Board of Directors, and he's on the other end of our line. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the program. Tell us what Case Cares is.
Yeah, the Case Cares Foundation is a local foundation started by Case Credit Union. It's a foundation that's involved right now in raising funds for the Case Cares Miracle League field, the Case Cares Miracle Field, which is in DeWitt Charter Township, and then also an all-accessible playground for kids of all abilities out at Potter Park Zoo as well. So both venues, the baseball field and the playground, are designed for kids and adults of all abilities to get out and kind of enjoy themselves and play and enjoy some recreation and socialize.
What specialized features do these two facilities have?
Well, the playground specifically has been broken ground on, and actually they're laying a special surface on the ball field. They started 2 days ago, and it's ongoing right now. But essentially what it is it's almost like a hard, not completely asphalt turf, but very similar to that field that's all level. So the bases are actually in the ground. There's nothing for the kids in wheelchairs or walkers to trip over. It's an all-level playing field, so you don't, you'll get stuck in the ruts. The bounces are all good with the balls, and it just makes it accessible for all kids to get out there and enjoy themselves and have a good time on the field.
What was the brainchild for these facilities?
You know, I'm not exactly positive. I know that Case, the Case Cares Foundation, I've been with them for a few years now. Started this project about 4 or 5 years ago, and I think I've been with them for 3. I don't recall off the top of mind exactly what was the catalyst for the selection of these two projects, but the board has worked extremely hard to move both of the projects forward with some great partners in Dean Transportation and Case Credit Union, DeWitt Charter Township, and then we received a great grant from the Michigan DNR as well to help us move forward with the ball field. So
must be pretty cool to see both these projects coming to a completion.
You know, we were just out at the field, a bunch of us yesterday, taking a look at the surface going in, and it's a very exciting moment. You get excited thinking about all the kids that are going to get out to that field this summer and have an opportunity to play on the field and really just enjoy some things that a lot of us probably took for granted growing up, which is really just getting out and playing a game and having some fun and being a kid for a little while. And really, when you think about that, you kind of get some chills and you get excited about it a little bit and a little anxious and nervous, like you're the one going to get on the field. But it is exciting to see the ball field come together. Actually, leagues are forming for that right now. So if anybody in the community has interest in that, they can go to MiracleLeagueOfMidMichigan.org. And there'll be some information about joining a league or signing up your child or a family member or a friend for a league out at the field.
Mike, do you have any idea how many kids might be using this facility?
I think it was last estimated that in our region alone, there was 120,000 children with disabilities or special needs in our community, a highly underserved segment of our population. So we're hoping as many children as possible really get out and take advantage of this opportunity to just be a kid for a few hours each day during the summer.
Michigan State's baseball team is now 15-7 after yesterday's victory over Central Michigan, and their manager, their head coach, if you will, Jake Boss Jr., is going to be taking part in your grand opening ceremonies for that field out in DeWitt. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Jake, besides being a great baseball coach, obviously is a really great guy as well. And he's been our honorary chair for a couple years now and has been very supportive of this initiative. And on May 14th, we're having a opening ceremony out at Valley Farms Park in DeWitt Charter Township, right off Old 27. And it's going to be open and free to the public. They can just kind of come out, see what the field's all about. We'll have an opportunity for you to sign up for a team and really just kind of see this field. And Jake Jr. is going to be a part of that and get out and bring some of his guys out there and help us with the inaugural first pitch and really just build some excitement and some fun around this this opening ceremony.
And we're talking with Mike Price, who is with the Case Cares Board of Directors. All right, these two projects are wrapping up, Mike. What's next for Case Cares?
Well, actually, we are, while the ball field is still moving forward, we're still looking for funding for a few items for that ball field. You know, we're still looking for a scoreboard. We're still looking for a flagpole and some other ancillary items for the restrooms and concession area. So we are still currently raising funds for the ball field. And then the playground, because we moved forward fairly quickly with this ball field project, we're ramping our efforts back up for the playground out at Potter Park. In partnership with Ingham County Parks. So we are actually still fundraising for the playground at this point in time. So people can log on to Case Cares, to the Case Credit Union website, and take a peek at how they might get involved in supporting one of these two projects.
All right, Mike, congratulations to you and to Case and Case Cares. This is pretty cool work that you're doing. You should be proud.
Yeah, we're all excited. We're excited for the kids in the community to really get this thing rolling. So we appreciate all the support you've given us, Tony, and maybe we'll catch you out there at the opening ceremony.
You can count on it. And before we let you go, one last time, for people who want to give, where do they go?
They can log on to the Case Credit Union website, and there'll be a link to the Case Cares Foundation on there. Or if they're interested in getting their children or somebody involved in playing on the actual team, they can log on to MiracleLeagueOfMidMichigan.org, and there'll be some information on there about joining the league and getting some kids involved.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.